This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time to talk theatre. That means we're about to be joined by ITV's Vidar Jarding, who's been to something musical, Vidar.
Indeed, Alan, yes. And I guess it's music goes back over several decades, so people who are fans of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons may well enjoy Jersey Boys. And we are obviously, as we often do, Alan, focusing on the audio description aspect of the production. And again, you can enjoy the music for its own sake if that's your thing, but the audio description for any visually impaired theatre patron is actually what puts the icing on the cake. And Anne Hornsby, who your listeners hear from time to time on some of your interviews, was doing the honours on this occasion.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Vidar, audio description at, say, let's take the theatre, you're going to see Jersey Boys, so you get a headset and the audio describer gives you almost like a vocal sort of picture of what's happening.
Yeah, basically, you describe, the audio describer describes or brings to life the overtly visual dimension of any on-stage activity, so anything you can't see, anything that the dialogue doesn't make clear in its own right, is brought to life, as I say, by the live audio description. So it's not a recorded thing, it's very much live, part of the live theatre production. And it normally has to be woven skillfully, Alan, around the dialogue, or in the case of an opera or a musical, around the lyrics, etc. So a really professional art, I would say, is audio description. A lot of preparation goes into putting together the script in advance, making sure that there isn't any clash with that dialogue or the lyrics in musicals. And also the use of vocabulary, the clever use of vocabulary to actually convey what is happening. Somebody may well walk on stage, they may stride on stage, they may run on stage. You know, you want to get the real feel that your sighted fellow audience members get. And that's all down to the language, that's all down to the script.
Absolutely. Now, you've been to see Jersey Boys. Now, as part of the audio description, often you get a chance to do a touch tour taking you onto the stage. Was that available?
Absolutely. And so an hour and a half before the show, and it depends on the theatre. In this case, it was 60 minutes before curtain up. Chance to go onto the set and have a look at some of the props, maybe in some cases the costumes, depending on how much or little of a set there is, then you get talked through that as well, and you can literally get a hands-on view, if you like, of all of that. And the stage manager, Steve, on this occasion, very welcoming. There was a good number of visually impaired patrons, their companions, family members, friends, whatever. They were with them on the stage, and, you know, we saw some of the microphones going back over the last four or five decades, because that's the span, if you like, of the story about Frankie and the Four Seasons. There was also, you know, other aspects of the set, talk about how the actual lighting was going to work for people who perhaps had some concept of lighting before their sight sadly had deteriorated. That would perhaps mean something to them. So a really good, comprehensive backdrop, if you like, to going into the theatre auditorium itself, as you said earlier, Alan, with your headset that you pick up, in this case, at the Wolverhampton Grand, from the kiosk at the front in the foyer, and listening 50 minutes before curtain up to a sort of, I always describe it as a bit of a live reading of the programmes. They're talking about, you know, the backdrop, again, a reminder of the set, a reminder for those who've been on stage, what they've seen, all of that sort of stuff. But also a little bit about who's playing who in the cast, and a little bit about the story very often as well. So a real good, comprehensive scene setter, which hopefully by the time it all kicks off, gives you a real feel for why you're there, what you're going to see, and hopefully enjoy.
And what about the production itself, Vidar? What was that like?
Very, very professional. All really good singers, I have to say. You know, it was quite tough, actually, if you're, you know, taking on the role of iconic musicians, iconic singers, you know, people who've actually made a name for themselves internationally over several decades. Very successful. The mere fact that I think the audience were on their feet, you know, without exception, I think, by the end of the production, tells you or gives you a testimony to the production's success. So, yeah, really good. A lot of well-known melodies as well, as you might imagine. And a great afternoon.
And where are you singing?
Now that would be telling, wouldn't it? I was, but in the comfort of the knowledge that many others around me were too. I don't think I'd be auditioning for the roles, put it that way.
Okay, let's have your marks out of five then for the Jersey Boys.
4 out of 5, because, you know, it was pretty great production, but also great touch to her. Everything worked meticulously. Good customer service welcome from Janine Graham, who works as part of the creative learning team at the Grand, and obviously Anne with her description. So good mix, good jigsaw, 4 out of 5.
Excellent. That's the Jersey Boys then. Where are we off to next?
We will be looking at something that we've started to include in our regular weekly chats, Alan, and that's ballet. And Birmingham Royal Ballet are staging Prokofiev's very famous and iconic Romeo and Juliet. So I'd like to think that this time next week we'll be sharing opinions on that.
We'll look forward to that one, Vidar. In the meantime, thanks for speaking with us once again on Insight Radio.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.